This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We have the Nisyanus of Avram Avinu. The last of the Nisyanus of Avada was the Akedah, the 10th Nisayan. The Rebbeinu Shalom proclaims, Ata Yadati Kirei Likim Ata. The ninth one, the one before the 10th, the Akedah, is the Nisayin of Garesh as Oma Zois Vezbeno. According to the Cheshman that the Rav in the Mishnayis and Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah of Asor Nisyanis Nisnas Avram Avinu, he lists the ninth one as Garesh as Oma Zois Vezbeno. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shloilom is telling Avram Avinu to listen to Sarah, to send Yishmael out of the house. It was his son. It was difficult. And yet, he had to do it. Kol ha-shetomer eilecho Sarah shma b'keilo. We've spoken many times that the Nisyanis, the 10 Nisyanis that Avraham Avinu went through, is a model role for us in our lives. These are basic Nisyanis. These are the founding Nisyanis, so to speak, of life. That in every Nisayan, it's the Nisayan of life. And we are to take these parashiyas and these Nisyanis and learn them and to take from them lesson in our daily lives. Avraham Avinu, we said off in the Sfas Emes, many times that the Mishnah points out, it doesn't say Nisnas Avram, but Nisnas Avram Avinu. And the emphasis is on Avinu because this is the Maisa of the Similabonim. That in these Nisyonis, Avram Avinu became the foundation of us in our lives, the children, the grandchildren of Avram, the Zer Avram. And so, it's the Nisyanis that Avram actually has given over to us the koiches, the wisdom and how to pass these Nisyanis as Avinu. Almost like a tzava, when a father leaves over a last will and testament, directing and teaching the children. So the Nisyanis was Avram Nisnasa, that he went through these Nisyanis as a guide for the children in the future generations. This is the way we explain the Sfas Emes, the Kavona, the Pshat, the Sfas Emes on the Mishnah of Asar Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu, that it wasn't just that he went through it on a personal level, for himself, for Avram, but it was Avram Avinu, he went through it as the Avinu of Klal Yisrael. And from the way he passed these tests and the way he lived through them, it becomes a guide, like a tzava of a father to the children. So let us understand the tzava, so to speak, after we've just explained that it's a tzava. The tzava, which is the Nisayin, the ninth one of Garesh Yisrael Ma'azois, how is it in practicality to get to us? And I believe the lessons of Chinuch Yiladim, is the Nisayin, the ninth, which is supposed to be a guide for us in our chinuch habanim that we do in our homes to our children. The Nisayin was great. It was still a son of Avraham Avinu. He was a father to Yishmael as well as he was to Yitzchak. It says clearly in the pasuk, "Vayera dover aloydeis benai." It was for Avraham. It was a difficult move. Avraham must have been a very good father, as well as a very warm person and a caring person. So for him to send out a son, it's difficult. It's a son. Vayera dov, the Torah is made that it was difficult. It was vayera, it was very difficult for him. It was ra. Vayera dov, or aloydeis benai. The Chofetz Chaim says the lesson to be taken from this Nisayin is that when it comes to bad hashpa in the house, you can't overlook. You got to send it away. You got to cut it away. A person can't make a cheshbin. A person can't make a cheshbin. That it's soif kol soif, my son, or in many cases my relative, or in many cases my friend, or the son of my friend. When it jeopardizes, when it puts into sakana the ruchnius of your son, you must cut it away and send it away. Sometimes it's a neighbor. Sometimes it's a friend. Sometimes it's the son of a neighbor or the son of a friend. Sometimes it's a family member. And unfortunately, sometimes it's within the house itself, which is what Yishmael was from within, an own son, an egen, a kind, was a bad ashvot to Yitzchak. When it's going to ruin one, we got to take it away and send it away, the bad hashpa. What was the bad hashpa? We're learning a lesson to cut away the bad hashpa. What called the bad hashpa? What was Yishmael's chet that he was defined as a tremendous bad hashpa on Yitzchak? The Torah tells us, "Vateirasoras ben Ogra Mitzris Ashyoldav Avram Mitzachek." Mitzachek. What is Mitzachek? Does it mean Mitzachek? The literal translation means Vitzin, joking. Macht these jokes. Tzchok. It's interesting. Yitzchak's name is Tzchok. Yitzchak himself is called Tzchok. What is the mitzachek? Is it so bad to be a mitzachek? So Rashi says it doesn't mean literally mitzachek, joking, but it's actually l'inyan avoydazor, lashon avoydazora. And then he says it's a lashon of gilui arayis, and then he says a third pshat, it's a lashon of ritzicha. So actually, we don't mean mitzachek, joking. Joking? No, no. A kid jokes around, it's not the end of the world. But the mitzachek really means deeper. It's avodah zarah, and it's gil harayis, and it's shvichas damim, ritzicha. L'chayr, if it means these, or one of these, and it's not even clear which one, so why does the Torah not write clearly that he did avodah zarah? Why does the Torah not write clearly that he did gil harayis, or that he did shvichas damim? Why does it have to be masked with the lashon of mitzachek? I believe, Rabbi Isai, that it's possible it wasn't clear avodah zarah. It wasn't clear gil arayis. It wasn't clear shvichas damim ritzicha, but it was a mitzachek, which in it, it had and Ritzicha. Chazal say that the Ritzicha, what was the Ritzicha? He would shoot arrows towards Yitzchak as if he's like trying to kill him. So there's two ways to understand that. Either we could say that he was trying to kill him, but he was a bad shot. Or we could say that the pshat wasn't trying to kill him, but he could always say, I was joking.
Like cops and robbers.
Shh, I was joking. I'm playing around, school fun. It's in the yard. You pay attention sometimes to the behavior of the mitzachek, and you see in it that it could have voidazar, and it could have in it Gil Arayis, it can have in a Ritzicha. Pashit, you learn, Rashi's telling us that it was literally these three things. It was Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, Shvichas Damim, Ritzicha. Or maybe we could say that it was actually Mitzachek. Mitzachek that had in it tones. There were tones of Avodah Zarah, of Gil Arayis. Depends what type of joke you make. Jokes could be innocent, could be benign. Yet jokes tell a lot of really It could be the foundations and shroshim of all terrible things. Shooting arrows. He's playing cops and robbers. Well said. He's playing cops and robbers. Yeah. He's not doing anything. You know, when we grew up, our parents, my never let us have a toy gun. Never let a toy gun. Today, you know, you think a big deal, toy gun. What's? Who doesn't have a toy gun, a toy water gun? Parents said, what do you mean? You're right, it's toy and it's fun and it's play. You're right, it's only mitzachek. But in the mitzachek, there's ritzicha. There's overtones of ritzicha. And in Mela, this is already a bad hashpa. And that's why the Torah doesn't write clearly what the mitzachek was. No, it was mitzachek. And it's a lashon of Vaydezara. And it's a lashon of Gil Arayis. And it's a lashon of ritzicha. The Ramban learns that he was actually mitzachik. Many Rishayim follow this mahalach, that it was mitzachik. He was joking. What was he joking? He was joking. Mehavi melech nisar b'sara. You see, it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayigdal ayelud vayigamal, vayas Avram ish degadol b'yoyim." And then it says, "Vateira sara." That he was mitzachik. So the Ramban says we have to tie the two psukim together. The mitzachik comes after from the vayigamal. And what was the mishnah? The mishnah was to show that it was his child. And not Avimelech. Because everybody was saying Avimelech nisar b'sara. Right? So therefore, the mitzachik is tied to the Avimelech nisar b'sara. That was the jokes. He walked around saying Avimelech nisar b'sara. Is that so big? Is Mavimelech Nisar B'Sara a reason? And don't forget, what was he saying? He was saying what he heard in the street. I mean, where does such a thing come from? That's what the Rishayim Hadar was saying. So he was getting it off the internet. I'll say that. Okay, but he was getting it from somewhere, right? He was getting his information from somewhere. All right? He was listening to stations on the radio that were telling him Mavimelech Nisar B'Sara. And he was repeating it. And is that enough of a reason to throw him out of the house? So I could say, yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a bad thing to say in the house. I mean, well, it's a sabbath. Or maybe the tzchaik of it is a schlechte zach. It's a mean thing to make such a joke. Meaning it's not only the content, but even if you're joking, the joking of it is already mean. You know, a person makes a joke. There's nice jokes, there's funny jokes, and there's mean jokes. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe according to the Ramban, this was a mean joke. Or maybe. If you look at the Ramban, it's mashma this way. From a joke, it becomes a fact. You joke about something that much, then you start to believe it after a while. Because what's going to happen is he's going to claim at the end Mavi Melech Nisar B'Sara, and he's the Irish. He'll want everything at the end, says the Ramban. Be careful from jokes. They start as jokes. You never know where that leads to. Sometimes a joke becomes that the person starts following and believing in his joke. And it becomes a reality. And it becomes a reality. We're learning up the Pshat and the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai. Either the Ramban means that the joke of Mavielech Nisar B'Sara, he's learning it's a joke. It's Taka Mitzachek. He was joking. But what type of joke? It's a very mean joke. Mavielech Nisar B'Sara. So either it's the fact that he walked around saying this Lashon Hara, which was Moitzi Shemra, and Moitzi Shemra, you can't let Moitzi Shemra in the house. Or maybe it's the joke about the Moitzi Shemra, which is mean, and that's bad midas. Well, the third pshat is that the joke, and the child becomes a joker, and he believes in his jokes, and he follows his jokes, and then he loses reality. Sometimes when you have a person that's all joke, and it's nothing real, from the joke becomes a reality, and the reality is a joke, so he's nobody. And he'll come and he'll say one day, Mavi Melech, Nisar B'Sara. Other Rishonim learn differently. Like I tell you, it's a joke. The joking of Yishmael was the issue. But the Sipurna, Chizkuni, Ibn Ezra, they talk about the joke that being that Yishmael knew how to joke, Yitzhak didn't know how to joke. So she was niskada, she was jealous. I say, Yitzhak and the Rishayim, yeah? Chizkuni, Rishayim. What's the problem with the Mitzachik? It says clearly that this was a kinna from Sarah, right? She was miskana. What was she miskana? That Yishmael is making jokes and her son isn't making jokes. Vektik Saba Kapala. What? That's what it boils down to? She was jealous that her son didn't have a sense of humor. That's what it is. It's not more than that. It's an unbelievable question. It's that Yishmael's a mitzachik and that Yitzchok is not a mitzachik, so she's jealous. So your son doesn't have a sense of humor, and he does have a sense of humor. And that's what the kin of Sari Menu, to the point that she sends out Hagar with her son, and to the point that the Eibishter tells Avram she's right, Shema B'Kayla. What was she right about? That she's jealous that Yishmael has a sense of humor. I'll tell you another chiddush. The Tzor HaMeir, which is a Kadman, says a chiddush, she was a mitzachik, and she didn't understand his jokes. She didn't understand what he was talking about. So she perceived that he was mitzachik about her. He used to walk around the house laughing, giggling, right? So she always thought, you know, I think he's laughing at me. And he could be laughing, Mavi Melech Nesar B'Saros. According to the Ramban, he was actually making that joke. He was actually saying Mavi Melech Nesar B'Saros. The Tzvara Mar learns that he didn't say that. He didn't say anything. He was probably joking about who knows what. About the nonsense that was in his head. But the fact that she saw him laughing, she always thought, laughing about me, laughing about me. And because of that, she decided she's got to get rid of him. Yeah? So according to the Rishayim, the Chizkuni, the Pshat is, he knows how to joke, and Yishmael and Yitzchak doesn't. And according to the Tzor HaMar, it's even less than that. He jokes, and she thinks it's about him. I remember I once sat at a table of a certain person on a Shabbos table, and he was makpid gamma. That we all speak in Lashon Kodesh. Yeah. Never forget, he made such a taram. And he would come and show, it says in the halacha, that because you tira loimim shalom b'Shabbos, you're really not supposed to talk at all on Shabbos. So if you talk, you're supposed to talk in Lashon Kodesh. You have to speak only in Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew at his table. I never understood why he made such a taram about it. Why he made such an issue. He was mak bigama. And then I realized from things that he said, you know what the real issue was? When we would sit and talk in English, in his head he thought I was talking about him. He always was worried that if I would we would laugh, maybe we're joking about him. Yeah. And then I realized the sensitivity of people, which is a very important nakuda, you hear? People are sensitive. You laugh, they think you're laughing about them. You know, in the morning, you smile at somebody, right? The person is happy because you smiled at him. When you don't smile at him, you know what he thinks? Oh, he must be angry at me. Ooh, but what did I do to him? Why? And the truth is, it has nothing to do with you. The truth is, he had a bad day. I don't know, whatever. I don't have to tell you what a bad day looks like and sounds like. We had a bad day. The guy walks around thinking it's about him. That's why Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, "The face is the Rishus Harabim. The face of a person is the Rishus Harabim. The way you greet people, they think it's about them, and the truth is, it has nothing to do with them. So you got to be careful. You might be hurting somebody." With giving him the sour face that you feel about yourself. I believe Rabbi Isai that that's the pshat in the Tzra HaMer. The Tzra HaMer is saying that there was a chisaron in midas. Yishmael lacked the midas of not laughing in front of sorrow. That lack of sensitivity. Because when a person laughs in front of somebody, that person thinks it's about him. That's the chisaron. It's not so much that Sarah was hurt. And that's what I believe is the pshat in the Chizkuni as well. My son can't make a joke and Yishmael knows how to make a joke. Maybe the pshat is, Yishmael, he knew how to say a good joke. Yitzchak couldn't respond. Yitzchak didn't know how to respond. So bear me this, to make a joke where the playing field, so to speak, is not even. Sometimes a joke is good between people when the other guy gets the joke. But if you make a joke where the other guy doesn't get it, then you're hurting him. That's the pshat. The pshat in the Chizkuni is not that she was mekana. She was angry that Yishmael, she was jealous that Yishmael knew how to make a joke and Yitzchak didn't know how to make a joke. But she was hurt because Yitzchak was hearing a joke and he didn't understand jokes. It's possible, like the Tzra HaMer says, he used to say, Mamelech and Sabra Sora, he found it funny. He was joking. Maybe Yitzchak and Sarah didn't find it that funny. They didn't see what was so funny about it. When you make a joke, I like to say the words that's used, Al Cheshbein Acherim. If you make a joke when it's on the Cheshbein of other people, it's not a joke. Then it becomes a rishis. It becomes a wicked, an act of rishis, Rabbi Isai. You know, Litzanis is good at times. Milsa de Bedichus is good at times when both parties are enjoying it. But when only one party enjoys the joke, Rabbi Isai, then it's not a joke anymore. Then it becomes a ritzicha, it becomes a dagger. And then it becomes avodah zarah. And then it becomes Gila Arayis. That's the Pshat Rabbi Isai in this Chazal. The Rishonim are all trying to fatayitz the word Mitzachik. What do you mean Mitzachik? What did he do? And the answer is he was Mitzachik. But in Tzchaik, there could be many things in Tzchaik. Tzchaik at times could be Gila Arayis. Tzchaik at times could be Ritzichiv. Sometimes because inherently it's Ritzicha. Tzchaik about shooting somebody and killing somebody is not a joke. You can't say, I wanted to say I'm going to kill him and I'm just joking. That's not a joke. And then sometimes the joke itself is a ritzicha when the other guy doesn't get it. When the other guy doesn't think it's funny. And that's what the other Rishonim are saying. The other Rishonim are saying, she sees Yishmael is making jokes maybe about Yitzchakar. And Yitzchak doesn't respond. He doesn't joke. It's not funny to him. Or like the Tzra HaMer says, she thinks that it's about her. That's not a joke. You gotta be careful that the joke isn't Ritzicha. And she sees that Yishmael doesn't care. And that's called the Ber Hashpara, boys. And this is the lesson that to be taken in the Mitzachik. Our children come home with friends and jokes from school. What is the friend and what is the joke that he's coming home with? Is it innocent? Is it benign? Is it funny? Sometimes it's not that funny. If it's on the expense of others, sometimes it's inherently nivul peh. Nivul peh. Sometimes it's nivul peh v'harayis, sometimes nivul peh v'yizora, sometimes it's nivul peh v'tzicha. It smacks, it has overtones of avoyzor gilarayis. That's bad hashpa. And the friend that gave it to him is considered a bad hashpa. And there's a halacha, garesh ha'amazoyis v'esbino. The nisoyim was to get rid of it. You got to cut it away. Because hashpa, like a fire, it will spread. It will cause damage. There's an interesting Ben Yoyada. Mara says that Reish Lakish used to joke. Till he heard from, I don't remember the Tana, the Rabbi Akiva, he heard from somebody not to joke, and he stopped. And he stopped. Says the Ben Yoyada, what's the big deal? I mean, so he did it. So he was mekabel what he heard, that you're not supposed to do it, so he didn't do it. Says the Ben Yoyada, that the chiddush was because in nature he was a batchin. For Reish Lakish not to joke was a difficult thing. Reish Lakish with nature was a batchin. And because he was a batchin, it was a big thing for him that he stopped making these jokes. So I saw there's a new sefer called Megadim Chadashim. Very nice sefer, very interesting. It's malachi, beautiful, you know, yesoidis and yediyas. And he says, and what is the chiddush in that? So he brings from, I think, the Ramami Panel from earlier, that Reish Lakish was a Gilgal of Yishmael. And because Reish Lakish was a Gilgal of Yishmael, so he had the mitzachik that Yishmael had. He had the mitzachik that Yishmael had. So it was a big thing for him to uproot the inyan of mitzachik. You know, sometimes the joke is deeper than just he said it. When the person becomes a joker, he sees that Vateir Sarah's Ben Haga Mitzah Sheyodel Avram, he's mitzachik. He did tzchaik, he made a tzchaik, or he is a mitzachik. I believe the pshat might be, it's pissed just making jokes. He's a mitzachik. That's who he is. He's a joker. He's a joker. And because he's a joker, so it's not anymore, okay, it's fun, okay, he said it, okay, he did it, but it's who the person is. And that sometimes means that the person inside is not showing. There's something wrong. There's a very big difference between a person who makes a joke and a person who's a joker. Now, Yar, she sees. See, Mary, I don't know. I didn't know all the ideas. I saw it in the Sefer from Megadim Chadashim, and he quotes from Friedrich that Reish Lakish was a big chiddush. He stopped making batchanis because it was against his tchuna. Because he was a Gilgal of Yishmael. Not the nicer. Pshat. The pshat is that not Yishmael made jokes. Because then it wouldn't go into the kids. It wouldn't be in the Gilgal of Yishmael. It wouldn't be in the Dairus later, so to speak. And then it wouldn't have been Mashpi either. You see? Now macht me a joke. Mitzachik. All right. You can see I'm sorry for that. But it was more. It was Mitzachik. Sarah understood. You see? Sarah, who was together with them and sees the contrast between Yitzchak and Yishmael, she begins to see that it's deeper than just he made the joke. But let us use the words, he is a joke. He's a joke. He's a mitzache. He's a joker. We got to get rid of him. With this Rabbi Isai, I think we could say a tremendous Yisai. Litzanis, Ber Hashpa, we shouldn't take it lightly. And the way we're explaining, because Yishmael, I could see where Avram is saying, so what? What did he do already? I mean, if he came and he did Gil Arayis and Shvichas Damim, okay, so then I understand that, you know, get rid of him, finished, done. But this is Metzachek. Hey, Avram feels bad. Aloydis benay. And let's even don't forget. Isn't there a rule? By Yishma Hashem el kol anar basher husham. But the Eibishter protected him. Why? Because basher husham, he didn't do anything wrong. That's what it says. Basher husham, he was tzaddik. At that moment, he was a tzaddik. Yeah, but I thought he was doing avodah zarah gil arayis shvichas damim. Isn't that what Rashi says? Didn't Rashi tell us that he did the worst of the three averis? He did the Gil Arayis, Shvichas Damim, Ritzicha. So why, by Yishma Hashem El Kol Anar, Basher Hosham, at that moment he was a tzaddik, Hashem let him go. And the Teretz is, it wasn't outright Gil Arayis, and it wasn't outright Avodah Zarah, and it wasn't outright Shvichas Damim. What he did was benign, per se. as far as he's concerned, as far as him. But as far as his hashpah on Yitzchak, that's dangerous. Because it was a mitzachik. See? Had he taka done him with Zohar, had he taka did shvichas dom, had he taka tried to shoot Yitzchak, so what, Yavram as a hava mean to keep him in the house? I mean, who wouldn't call protection if one son wants to kill another son? Who wouldn't protect? And the answer is, it was able to be explained away, as I was just joking. That's what Saras, I don't like. That's the problem. It's not the Ritzicha. It's not that he was going to shoot him. I don't believe Yishmael was going to shoot him. I don't believe that. But even the joke about trying to shoot him, and even the joke about the Mitzachik already, is Kila Yirash is Ben Ha'oma Zois in B'niyam Yitzchak. Ksava Kabbalah says, if you notice, the word Yirash, right? What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Garish Ha'oma Zois Ben Ha'Kila Yirash Ben Ha'oma Zois in B'niyam Yitzchak. Notice that it says the word Yirash. It says that Ksava Kabbalah is two Lashonis. There's one Lashon Nachla, and there's one Lashon of Yerusha. What's the Dimti Nachla and Yerusha? So he says, Amari de Gazach. Nachla is when you divide between the brothers. That's called the Nachla. Inheritance. Yerusha, when you're the only one. Kilo Yirash, it's either or. It's not a Nachla im B'niyam Yitzchak. If it's Nachla, so then maybe a little. It's this word, I think, of the Chavetz Chaim. There's no compromise. It's either Yirazeh or Yirazeh. It's one of the two. Either Yitzchak, the Tzaddik Yitzchak, or he drags Yitzchak completely in the other direction. Kilo Yirash, not Kilo Yinchal. Nachla, says the Ksava Kabbalah, means inheritance spread out. It's not what he's saying, Kilo Yinchal, that he'll have a part and Yitzchak will have a part. No, Kilo Yirash. It's either or, it's Yerusha.
Nothing.
Either Yitzchak gets it, and I don't want that Yitzchak should lose everything. Be'er Hashpara Ba'isai. Don't think, it's a compromise. All right, so he won't. No, it's not. The minute you start thinking, you should understand that you're losing your child completely. If you let him become mushpa from bad hashpa. Where does the mikar of this hashpa? Where does it come from? He's a child. At the end of the day, Yishmael is just a child. So I explained to you that Yishmael got it from the radio, so to speak. Why? Because he heard the people in the street saying Machmelech Nisabu Sara, right? How does a child become, at a young age, right, to become so rotten, so to speak, that he's a bad ashpa? The answer is, he listens to what's out in the street, which is a tremendous lesson. It's much more like that in the Medrash. He got it from the street. Abayi said, the street is dangerous. The street is where we lose our kids. And the more we expose them to the street, the more we're giving our children away. We're losing our children with that. The Be'er Hashpah comes from the street. But rabbis, I'd like to point out, sometimes it actually comes from the home. It comes from the parents. And this is a Mefurish HaRosh. The Rosh is Medayik in the Pasuk. It says, Garesh HaOma Azois, and then Ve'ez B'na. Even if the trop of it, if you read it, people who know Taimi HaMikra, it's Garesh HaOma Azois. It's a mercha tipcha, right? Garish ha'amazois, stop. The ezbina, it's like it's as if it's not get rid of the mother and the child. Get rid of the mother, get rid of the child. Why the mother first? It should say get rid of the child with his mother, if it's with. And dikduk rabbi, I mean, the Rosh doesn't speak the dikduk, but the chayr in taimi amikra, it's even more blatant, the question. It's more obvious. Garish ha'amazois, the ezbina. It should be garish. Garisha haben ima ima, together with his mother. Says the Raj, the Ika was Garisha Sa'ama. Because the Sarah understood that the beard starts with the mother. It is children who are repeating over what they hear from the parents. And he says, that's the way of life. Children, when you see bad, they're just repeating what they saw by their mother. Somebody to convert from the rush, you hear? Yiddish is an expression. Was klein ishpayin, gereis akayin. What does that mean? What little kids spit out, it's actually coming, was the grace of the ones at home, the big ones are chewing. Now they're more polished than to say it in the street, right? So the kids say it in the street. The yesoid of chinuch begins with the parents. And if there's bad hashpa coming from a kid, you got to start searching, A, in the street, and maybe even more so in the amma, in the mother, the ima, to see where it's coming from. Because the children are a hashpa directly from the parents. Don't think that if you talk in shul, your son will turn out to be a Talmud Chacham, because he sees you. How many times do parents say, don't do that, and then they do the same thing? What do you expect is supposed to happen? Right? A person who at home doesn't learn, what do you want? Your kid to come home from yeshiva and do his homework? What do you expect? You don't learn. What children see, they're a mirror of the parents. They're just going to repeat that. I told you over many times that there was a story about a child in yeshiva when the Rebbe asked, what's more chashiv, more important than Torah? And he was expecting all the kids to answer nothing. Nothing's more important than Torah. Torah is... And all the kids did besides for one. One said, I believe that the chalt on Shabbos is more important than Torah. So the Rebbe thought he was joking. So the Rebbe gave him a smack. So the kid goes, why'd you give me a smack for? I'm telling you, the chalt is more important than Torah. So he sends him to the Manal, and the Manal is completely spellbound. What? Completely confused. Well, how does a kid answer? And he's not afraid, and he says it again. He doesn't see what he said wrong. He says, tell me, why would you say a thing like that? He says, I'll tell you the emes. I come home every Shabbos with the Dvar Torah. And I want to say in the beginning of the meal, my father always tells me, not yet. First comes the chunk. First comes the chalt, yeah. So I see that the chalt is more important than the Torah. Rabbi Yisai, bid hashpa doesn't have to be with doing bad. Even subliminal messages that we give in the house are also bid hashpa for the children. It's going to lead the children to go off from midas tovus, to not follow the Derech HaTorah and Midas Tovus as well. You don't have to sit at a Shabbos table and speak blatant, vulgar Lashon Hara that the kids should walk around being critical, bad people. Nah, that's obvious. It's even the nuances. If a parent sits at a table and you mention somebody or something or another, Godla, and makes his nose... Keep Apam Harguish, famous line, with the nose, a person could kill somebody. That's going to have Ashpal the Dairus on your children, Rabbi Yisai. If you're not a positive person, if you don't speak highly of Tamid Chachamim, if the atmosphere in the house is critical, it's going to be that. And if the atmosphere in the house is Mitzachik, it's all a big joke, then everything's a joke. And then your kids will turn out to be a Mitzachik. It's in the Amma. And Sarah understood this. That it all begins with the mother, with the parents. And in some cases, like I said, it might be the outside. Sometimes the parents are not responsible. Sometimes the parents lose the chinuch of the child to the outside world, which is mashman midrash, happened by Yishmael. But then there are times where it's Michutz to Shakel Cheref, Mibayis. It's sometimes that it's from within, not only Michutz from outside. Mibayis, Umicheder, Chadorim. It could be from the inner side. Sometimes the plague, so to speak, is from the outside. And sometimes the plague It's from the inside, from within, from the house. And this becomes a bir ashpa. The lessons of the chinuch are obvious. That we have to be sure and careful that we're giving over the proper chinuch. And if not, if we find that there's bir ashpa, we got to get rid of it. Sometimes the hashpa can mean what's in the house, not only a person. It can mean a television. It can mean a computer. It can mean a newspaper. Just because the pasuk of Garish Hasama Azayis, the Nisayim, was about a person, but it could be about an idea. It could be about a thing. Whatever the bir hashpa is, it's part of this Nisayim of Garish. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes parents feel that they need it. A lot of the bir hashpa we bring into our homes is because the parents feel that they need that. They need to read this newspaper, and they need to see whatever they need to see. And then they're melamed zchus, and therefore they leave it in the house, and therefore the child ends up getting it. It doesn't only have to be a bad person that's mashpia, but it could be a bad thing, or even a bad idea, a bad concept. It could also ruin the house, and that's part of Garesh. Es ha'oma hazois ve'es b'na. You got to be able to cut it away. This is on the negative side. I'd like to talk a little bit about the chinuch on the positive side. What becomes the chinuch? You know, it's interesting that the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Hashanah is this, the story of Yishmael, and then it's the story of the Akedah, which comes after Vayhi Achar Advarim O'Elav Elikim Nisa Savram. Right? Shh. Elikim Nisa Savram. Right? Shh. Elikim Nisa Savram. What's Achar Advarim O'Elav? So Chazal already speak about the Achar Advarim O'Elav. Vayhi Achar Advarim O'Elav. The Eishma would say, Noi Mach Vershal Satin. The Suda, I would say, maybe another of the hair, Vayhi Achar Advarim O'Elav. Once you're Mekayim, the Garish is Oma Zois Ve'ez B'no. You protected Yitzchak from the bad Hashpa. Now Yitzchak's Roy to be a carbon. Now Yitzchak's pure. Now you've completed the circle of the Chinuch Habanim, that your son is Roi Lakrova to be a carbon on his Beach. Vayhi Achar Advarim O'Elav, after the Nisayin 9, which you went and you protected Yitzchak from the Hashpa, so you mechanichim al Taras HaKadosh, Elokim Nisa Savram, the next thing is now you have a son that's going to go to be Roi Alam Hizbeach. It goes back to back, 9 and 10, are not disconnected. Nisayin 9 and Nisayin 10 are related, and one leads to the other. Vayhi Achar Advarim O'Elav, after you Mekayim, the Nisayin of Garish HaSa'oma, now you have a Ben HaKadosh. It's not only in the negative in Chinuch that you have to protect, that the child shouldn't have negative exposure to the negative, but he also has to have exposure to the positive. Kedusha, Midas Tavis. Midas Tavis. The more you put into your children, the more Kaddish. It's brought down that Yidua, that one of the reasons that Sarah was niftu kemachle nishchat, that Sarah died either because thinking that he was, that Yitzchak was taken as a carbon, and others learn that kemachle nishchat he wasn't. Was there something wrong with my chinuch? There was something wrong with my child? Was there something wrong that he wasn't right to be a carbon? And that's why Sarah dies. Sarah's wondering, did we not reach the level my son should have been who he is? You know, it's interesting, in the beginning of the parsha, Ki bi Yitzchak yikari lecha zara. Ki bi Yitzchak yikari lecha zara. It should have been ki Yitzchak yikari lecha zara. What's bi Yitzchak? It's the lashon in Yitzchak. It should say ki Yitzchak. Yitzchak will be called zara. Wrote down the svarim. Ki bi Yitzchak in Yitzchak. Yikari lecha. They'll call in him. Oh, this is Zer Avram. To reach the level that this is your son. In Yiddish, there's a poem. They make songs of this poem. And I'll just tell you that one of the stanzas of the final stanza of the poem is, Afilu v'nechfal. Even when I fall, ich bin allemal mein tatas akind. He tells the Yetzirah that even though you might sometimes get the better of me, but even when I fall, I always remain my father's son. A Yid is always the son of his father. We are the sons of Avram Avinu. Ki bi Yitzchak, when a Yid walks in the street, you know what he takes with him? It's a kin from Avram Avinu. This is a child of Avram Avinu. Ki bi Yitzchak. In Yitzchak. When people see Yitzchak, Yikari Lecha, they'll say, oh, this is Zera, this is his children. It's not enough just to have children, Rabbi Isaiah. We have to have children that embrace, that glorify Vasayit. They carry with them the beauty. They carry with them the yichus, that they're Zer Avram. How many times do Chazal identify what is a Zer Avram? Baishanim, Goimli Chasadim, right? These are the simonim of the Zer Avram. There's a certain level that we reach, that we carry with us the title of Zer Avram. And that level has criteria. Rachmanim Baishanim Gaim Lechasadim. Ki bi Yitzchak, with Yitzchak Yikari Lechazara. Chinuch is not only not negative, but the chinuch has to be a positive in Torah and Yerushalayim and in Midas. You know, we just had in the Daf Yomi, the last blot of Pesachim, we had Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is an interesting mitzvah. We come to the Kayin and we literally poida. We buy back our son. We buy back our son. When the son is born, theoretically, and maybe even more than theoretically, because I don't really know what the right word to use is, he belongs to the Kayin. Now, why do we give 5 slayim? Why is that the amount? Pashas Gzeiras HaKasav, the Torah says so. The Gemara in Shkalim tells us that there's a reason for the 5 slayim. The Gemara tells us in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel in Shkalim, that the reason for the 5 slayim is a tikkun for Mechiras Yosef. The amount of money paid to the brothers from Mechiras Yosef was 5. And therefore, Pidyon HaBen is 5. Comes the Meshech Chachma, Shmais Yud Gimel on the Pasuk of Pidyon HaBen. He says he doesn't understand. Who was the one who sold Yosef? It was Levi. Ayyim Ishalach, it was Levi. So how could it be that Levi gets the money for the Pidyon HaBen? It's the Chapella. So, if anything, if you want to be Masakim Pidyon HaBen, you should have heard that Levi should pay the Yisrael the money for the Pidyon HaBen. How could it be that Levi's getting the money? There's an expression, Harotzachto v'gam yirashto. You want to do the Aveira and still get paid for it? The Meshech Chachma has Arichas to explain this. How does it work, Pidyon HaBen, that the Levi gets the money? I'd like to share with you a gedank, a thought that I had to explain Pidyon HaBen, the Levi's role in the Pidyon HaBen, and why he gets the money. Originally, everything was by the Becher. The Becher was supposed to be the even in the Beis HaMikdash. What was Becher? Now, Becher has in it 2 milus. It has in it 2 tracts of Chashivus. One is, it's a monetary thing. He gets Yerusha, he gets Pishnai, and he gets the Kovid, he gets the honors. He's the head of the house, the Becher. But it's also Maile Ruchni. And that is, whatever the Milus of Bechari does, the Avodah. Esav, was a b'chayr. He only wanted half of the b'chayr. He wanted the monetary, the covet, right? That's what he was upset about. When does he become crazy about the b'chayr? When it comes to kfurah, I say, when it comes to burial, right? Then he's the b'chayr. Shalom aleichem, I'm here, I'm the b'chayr. But the truth is, the part of the avodah which Rashi tells us clearly he didn't want. Ahini ayilch lamus on the avodah. I don't want the chelik of avodah's beis hamikdash kedusha maila. I want to live my life the way I am, like Bilam says, Thomas Nafshi Moish Yisharim. B'chayru when I die, not when I'm alive. When I'm alive, I want to have ayilam hazah. Yaakov understands that what, that the inyan of the b'chayru is more than just the enjoyments that come with it, the benefits that come with it. It's an achrayis, it's a responsibility, it's kedusha. So he buys it, so to speak. He buys it, so to speak, from Esav. The Mefarshim has buying. How could you buy a thing like this? It's either or. Either you're a b'char or you're not a b'char. How could a person buy b'chayra? It's not something that can be sold. Either you are or you're not. And the answer is avadach. The physical part of the b'chayra is what it is. But then there's a ruchni's part of the b'chayra. And that has to be wanting. You have to want it. And you have to work on it. And you have to be kind of it. Like all things in ruchni's. All things in ruchni's has to be. Torah has to have a kinyan, kinyaniyat Torah. You have to achieve it. It doesn't come by itself. Yankiv Avinu gives the b'chayra, so to speak, to Yosef. One second, Reuven. What happened to Reuven? Yes, Yosef was b'chayr l'imay. Ma'aseh, Reuven was b'chayr l'imay ula aviv. Right? What's not Reuven? Reuven is not the b'chayr. And the answer is very poshut. Yosef had the milus. Zivikunim. Yosef was mamish, a copy of Yaakov Avinu. When he gives him the Xenis Pasim, the brothers are jealous. You know why they're jealous? They don't understand. Wait a minute. B'chayr is milus. There's milus to b'chayr. Avada. The Xenis Pasim. The nice clothing. The money in it. That should go to Reuven. Reuven was the b'chayr. Lefi dargosam. I'm not saying it. We have very little understanding in the Shvatim and the Chiras Yosef, but the little bit that we see, it's definitely there was a kinna there. There was some sort of jealousy. That's clear. So lefi madrigosam, they didn't understand that b'chayra is not totally in peterechem only. But it's in the achievements of ruchnis that you have in it. Lefi, what a person achieves in the ruchnis, that's b'chayra. Here, Rabbi say Nachamal, Herr Nachamal. Yaakov, who understands that he wasn't a b'char, but he turned into the b'char, feels that therefore Yosef could be a b'char.
Before Matan Torah.
Before Matan Torah. Therefore, it could be such a thing. Therefore, because at the end of the day, the b'chayra, avada, there's a part of b'chayra which is the firstborn, peterechem, no question about it. But it's not only that. You can't just say I'm a peterechem. Esav said that I'm a peterechem, so what's the difference what I do? With peterechem, there has to be kinyanim ruchniyim that have to. There has to be a life of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah and Avoda, Kenyan. Yosef had that. And Yosef gets the Bechaira. The Ksainis Pasim wasn't a physical thing, but the Ksainis Pasim resembled Inyanim. It was a symbol for Inyanim Ruchniyim. That's where Levi comes in. Who was the Bechair? The Bechair to Levi. Right? As soon as Levi killed out the Mesiras Nefesh, all those that did the Egel, they became the B'chayrim and the Avaida, so to speak. You hear Levi? Levi, who says, Mi Lashem Elai, takes away the B'chayrim from the B'chayrim and does the Avaida now. But he's not a B'char Levi. Yeah, but he said, Mi Lashem Elai. Mesiras Nefesh, for Torah, for Ruchnius, That is Bechayra. There's two parts to Bechayra. There's the physical, and then there's the Bechayra, the Ruchni, that a person elevates himself in Mesiras Nefesh to do Avodas Hashem. So therefore, Levi becomes, instead of the Bechar, Tachas Kol HaBechayrim. My Zayde used to say over that the Chafetz Chaim, also Yagin Aleinu, used to say, you know why I am a Kohen? You're not a Kohen, I'm a Kohen. You know why? Says the Chavetz Chaim, I'll tell you why. Because my Zaydi said, me, Lashem, a lie. And your Zaydi didn't say that. Now, Gavesai, I don't tell you you should walk around talking like that. Don't say, my Zaydi, your Zaydi. We're all come from Baruch Hashem. Amechad, we're all from one Zaydi. No problem. All right? Chavetz Chaim had the right to say, because he meant it with love. He was trying to bring out that my grandfather said me Lashem Eli, and that's who I am today. The me Lashem Eli produced the Maila of Bechar of Pidyon Peter, that the Bechar is Kaidim L'chol Davar. Who is everything first? The Kayin today. Here, you sit at a table. You have a Bechar and a Kayin. A Bechar and a Kayin. Whose benches? The Kayin. Wait a minute, but the Bechar. Me Lashem Eli is the difference. The difference between the Bechar. The Bechar, you're right, you're Peterechem. But the Maila Bechar is Levi. Is Levi. You know, when in a shul you have a Kayin, you don't have a Levi to wash his hands. Who goes to wash the hands of the Levi Bechar? What are we saying? We're teaching him. Go service the Kayin. Bechar, get down on your knees now. And wash the Kayin. Hell no. What a Bechar? Get somebody else. Bechar has to do it. It's to remind him. You were supposed to be, you could have been, you should have been, you almost got there, you missed it. You're Tachas Levi. Not only is Levi Tachas Bechar, but Bechar is Tachas Levi. Bechar, you're something. Yeah. You would have been, you should have been, you could have been. I say, that's the minute. When there's no Levi, you take a Bechar to go wash the hands of the Kayin. Because he's really he's almost there. It's brought down in Chazal, that lost it, Lavai. The Bechayim are not going to come back. And they're going to do the Avod in the Beis Hamikdash. So the whole Shaila is together with the Levium, but without the Levium. All right, it's a whole discussion. And the Rishayim, how is it going to work? Lost it, Lavai. But that's irrelevant for us. When Mashiach comes, we'll know what's what. But the point being, the Bechayim Levi is a war, so to speak, at the hip, joined at the hip. The Bechar comes with his rights of firstborn. The Levi comes with his Maila. Mila Shem Eli. Mila Shem Eli. Now when a child is born, if you notice, it doesn't say that the child is Kaddish. The Pasuk says, Kaddish li kol Bechar. Kaddish li kol Bechar? You make the Kedusha of the Bechar, it's Memeila. It happens soon he's born. The Nitziv asked us for a kasha. The Nitziv Hemek Shelo says he doesn't understand. Why does it say Kaddish Li Kol Bechar? What's Kaddish Li Kol Bechar? It's Memeila, right? Hemek Dover, Shmaish Gimel, the Nitziv, he asked us for a kasha. Why Kaddish? I believe the Teretz is Pashit. Don't think it happens by itself. The Kedush of your son, he's given the opportunity, because he's a firstborn. But it still takes a lot of Kaddish Li that you have to instill in him Kedusha. The Torah is trying to teach me, you could take a Bechar and ruin it too. Esav did that. It's very easy to take. Tell me something. Who is the Bechar? Yishmael or Yitzchak? As far as the father, Yishmael was older, right? Yishmael could come and say, they do that. Unfortunately, I believe that that's what the whole Muslim world is screaming. Yishmael's the older son. That's what they're screaming about. Yishmael's the older son. Aver, he's not the Bechayr. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Ki lo yirash. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. What are you talking about? He's the older boy. But he's not the Mil Hashem Elai. Kadesh li kol Bechayr. Bechayr is not, Rabbi Yisai, what? A Bechayr m'mele. A Bechayr is that the father has to take. It's an opportunity. Avada, he's born with certain kishrin and certain koiches that he could be kedusha, but the father needs to now do what kadeshli, and therefore I believe he goes to the Levi. The Levi becomes the raya. The Levi becomes the symbol of kadeshli. It's not enough just to be firstborn. You need the Mesiras Nefesh of the Mil Hashem Elai. You need the Mesiras Nefesh of the Mil Hashem Elai. Kadesh li kol b'chayr. You want to see? Go to the Levi. This kid is born to the Levi, not to you. Because the Levi is Kadesh li. The Levi is Kadesh. Now you want to have him in your house. You want to take him, right? So you have to be paida the Kedusha. Tell me, when you're paida Kedusha, how does it work? Does anybody know? You're paida. What happens to the thing that you're paida? It goes now what? That you could desecrate it? Can I do whatever I want with it? Can I take it and... No. I have to eat it. I have to use it properly. It was once kaidish. Kanishli kol bechor. Take your son. Understand that he was born with kedushas bechayra, and therefore kadishli. Now you got to behave in a way that it's kadishli. Otherwise, that's called desecrating the kedusha that once was, or the kedusha that could have been, or that should be. So we go to the Levi, and we're poydim from the Levi. If you haven't noticed the lashon of the pidyon at Ben, it's very interesting. My boy is tvei. The Levi asks, my boy is tvei. Right? And what's the answer? My boy is tvei. I'd rather have my son and I'd rather give you the money. Are we joking? Does the Levi actually ask my boy is tvei like it's a real question? Why did the Chachamim, Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, whoever was misakin the nusach of the Ma'aseh Pidyon HaBen, say it in a way which is really... It's a joke. What are you saying already? Just say, I know you want your son, give me the money. But what do you want? Like it's a question. They say, I think one of two things, and one is really added to the other. The first pshat will be the base for the second pshat. I think the pshat is like this. Pshat number one, we want the father to understand what is bechayr. My boy is tvei. Do you want the money part of the bechayr? Is it about bechayr, money? Is it about kavod? Or is it about kedushas haben? My boy is tvei. Is it the money or the son? Yeah? Do you understand that the kedushas bechayr, is it about money? Money give to the kohen. No. What is it about? It's about ben. And now I think we can say a second pshat, which is even deeper. You're taking your son into the house. It's supposed to be Kaddish because he's... My boy is tvei. Make a decision in life what you want your house to be about. Either you want your house to be all about money, or you want your house to be about Kedushas HaBen. Hopefully you're starting a family. This guy is starting a home. And this is his first child. It's a lesson. What's the home? My boy is tvei. Is it the goal of the house to be make money, to achieve wealth, to get a house, and to go on vacations? It's going to be on the expense sometimes of the kedushas haben. I don't have time to learn with my son. We have to go on vacations. It's not good for him. We live in a neighborhood. It's not good for the chinuch of my children. But I need this neighborhood. It's a fancy, upscale neighborhood. Or do I give it all up? And maybe even deeper. do I give up the rights of the Bechor to the Levi as the money part of the Bechor? I give to the Levi, I'll give to the Beis HaMikdash, I have no problem with that. I'll take the Kedusha of the Ben, the second part. You see what Rabbi say? The lesson in Chinuch is, we have a choice to make. We could either say Yishmael, the Bechor, the firstborn, Esav, the Bechor, the firstborn, or Yaakov and Yitzchak, the real Bechor, the Mila Shem Elai. Kadesh Li, called Bechor. Gotta choose, Rabbi Yisrael. We gotta choose in our children what Bechor is. Kadesh Li, called Bechor. It's not just he was born first. Many have been born first. Esav was born first. Ishmael was born first. No. It's Kadesh Li, called Bechor. It's what you take with what's what you do, and it's a decision in the house. And the Levi is asking him, "I'm not giving up this kid so fast. I got to see like child protection. You ever seen my child protection? Before they give you an adopted kid, they check out to see if the house is fit, if the parents are fit, if the home is conducive for the growth and health of this child. Right? You can't just come in. I want to adopt a kid." The lady's asking the same question. Fill out the papers. Let me see. My value is today. What's this house? I'm not just going to give up the Bechor. They should go live in your house. I want to know what you want. Do you want money? Or do you want Kedusha? Which one is the house going to... What's going to be the tenets? The basis? The goal? The focus of the house? What is it? Is it this or is it that? Ah, you want the son over the money. Which means you're even saying, Bechor, you know what? You take the money of the Bechor. I believe maybe we could say Pshat Negemar. Yesterday we had the Daf Yomi, and everybody asked us for a question. And it's actually in the Rishayim reading this question. The Gemara has a Shaila, who makes the Shechianu? Does the Kayin make the Shechianu? Or does the Avia Ben, does he make the Shechianu? What are the two tzadim? Maybe the Kayin makes it, because Kamati Hanal Yadeh. He gets the enjoyment for it. Or does the father make the bracha because what? It's his son. Right? Fregin, the Rishonim, what does one have to do with the other? Shechianu is about the mitzvah, isn't it about the... So what does that have to do with the fact that he's getting enjoyment? The Hano is not the mitzvah. Grant, so let him make a toiva meitiv. He got himself money now, so let him make a toiva meitiv. How did that become a Shechianu, which is l'chayra in the mitzvah? Or let them both make a Shechianu. They frek the Rivash. Let them both make a Shechianu. He should make a Shechianu because he did the mitzvah. He should make a Shechianu because Ma'aden Aliyaden. I believe that they say, according to what I explained to you, it's very deep. There's a deep understanding over here. We're talking about the Bechor. The Bechor has money in it. It has money rights to it. What is the opinion I've been about? Is it the father who takes the boy and gives back the money? Or is it the Levi who's giving over the boy b'kedusha and taking away the money? The Hanal Liyadi means in the mitzvah of Bechor, has it, like I explained to you, two things. It has it at the monetary, it has the physical benefits. And then there's the kedusha. So now there's a switch here. So we're a team. The Levi, the Kayan, and the Yisrael are now going into a business deal together, so to speak. And they're saying, you know what? I have the child, while you have the money. Bechor means both. So you know what? I'll entrust the son to you. Show me that you're ready to give up the Kayan, the Bechor, the benefits of the money. The five Slayim, what the brothers sold Yosef for the misunderstanding what the Bechorah is. And they sold him for this. Now we're misaking it by giving the money to Levi by saying, I got it now. The Bechorah is about the Kedusha, not the money. I give you the money. You're a Bechorah because you took away the Bechorah. You know what? Give me the kid, I'll give you the rights. I'll give up those rights because it's not about those rights. It's not about the money. The Mechira was about misunderstanding Bechaira, and therefore they sold him for this amount of money. The Tikkun is by saying, we're going to reverse this. Bechaira is about the kid, about the Kedusha of the child. The benefits, you'll take them. But it's within the context of the Pidyon that we're going to divide now the benefits of the Bechaira and the Kedusha of the Bechaira. And the question is, so who does what? Is it the lady who's giving? The Kayin who's giving? Or is it the Yisrael that's getting the child? Because in it, as a partner, they're doing a Pidyon HaBen, and they're going to the heart and the core of what it means, Bechaira and Kedushas Bechaira. And that's why the Havamina, there was a Shail in the Gemara, who should make the Shechiyanu? Should the Shechiyanu mean because the Levi is giving Kaddish to the Yisrael? The Levi is giving Kaddish to Yisrael. He's the adopter. He's giving the adoption. He's putting up his son for adoption, so to speak. Or is it the family that's accepting the adoption, the Yisrael? Because together, they're going to the heart and core of what it means to be a Bechair. What it means to have Kedushas Bechair. What it means to be Misakin Pidyon. To be Misakin what happened by Yosef. That they were Mekana and sold him for money. They're undoing. They're dissecting. They're replacing the Mechira with the Pidyon. They're reversing. That's the right word. They're reversing the Pidyon. The Mechira, excuse me, they're reversing the Pidyon with the Mechira. They're reversing the Pidyon with the Mechira. The Mechira was that the Mechira was switched for money, for physical, for honor. And now they're saying, here's the Mechira, and we're switching it the other way around. That we're giving the money to the Beis Hamikdash. The Iker is what? The Kedushas HaBen. Kaddish li kol b'chol. The lesson Rabbi Yisai is poshut. Like I said, bir hashpo, you got to be careful. But it's not enough. In order for it to have a good home, the home has to begin. Has to begin on a note of kaddish li kol b'chol, my boy is tvei. With right hashpo, with kedusha, with the chinuch for good midas. And then we're zeichet to Akeda, we're zeichet to children who will be Mekadesh, Shem Shemayim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.